They banged through a dozen more intersections. Then the entire display flashed yellow, and Ben eased back on the throttle. He slipped the capsule into a bypass line and came to a dead stop. A liquid squeal reverberated through the hull as the control valves were adjusted, and the water began to gurgle away. Ben unbuckled his restraint harness and glanced over at Vistara.
Ready?
Vistara nodded.
You have no idea how ready, she said, unbuckling her own harness. After today, no Jedi will have any doubts about me. I promise you that.
A look of concern came to Ben's face.
Don't do anything reckless, Vess, he said. Just point out the high mugwumps. You don't have anything to prove.
Vistara forced a smile.
Not to you, maybe.
The muffled clang of a shifting access panel sounded from above. Then the capsule's hatch broke its seal and hissed open. Ben let his gaze linger on Vistara and whispered,
I mean it. Be careful.
Then climbed out. Vistara followed a moment later and found herself standing on the bypass platform next to Ben and the Horn siblings, Valen and Gisela. Valen extended a hand to Ben.
Welcome home.
Thanks,
Ben said.
It's good to be back.
Gisela eyed Vistara as though considering whether to offer a similar greeting, then simply gestured toward the inspection capsule.
Come on, she said. Help me pull this out of the way.
Of course.
Vistara extended a hand toward the crane affixed to the rear end of the capsule and used the force to lift it out of the bypass pipe. Gisela did the same with the front, and together they stowed it atop a growing stack of capsules piled at the far end of the platform.
Thanks.
Gisela turned to Ben and pointed toward the front of the murk-filled chamber. It was packed with filtering units, pump motors, and purification tanks.
Your father's somewhere in front. He said to see him for assignments as soon as you arrived.
Ben acknowledged the message with a quick nod and motioned for Vistara to lead the way. Instead, she remained where she was, slowly expanding her force awareness out into the gloom. Something felt wrong, but she could not quite decide what it was. The room was the size of a starfighter hangar, but so packed with equipment, cabinetry, and spare parts that it felt more like an underground labyrinth than the huge chamber it was. Everywhere she looked, dripping pipes ran from one processing unit to another, then climbed into the overhead darkness in bundles as big around as tree trunks. Some pieces of equipment were the size of cargo sleds, and the noise level was loud enough to make her wish she had a pair of sonic dampeners handy. The conditions were ideal for hiding a sentry or a spy. Considering the importance of the room and the direct access to it from outside the temple, Vistara could not believe the Sith would have failed to take such a basic precaution. When she did not sense any dark presences lurking in the area, she asked,
How many guards did the first Jedi Knights kill in here?
None,
Gisela replied.
The place was empty.
Vistara turned to look at her.
And that doesn't strike you as strange?
Master Skywalker did have a team search the entire room just in case, Valen said. But right now there are Jedi-led companies of space marines outside the temple, assaulting 30 different entrances. Master Skywalker thinks the Sith have moved all their sentries to the exterior doors and down into the underlevels.
That was the plan,
Gisela added, flashing a half-smile.
And sometimes plans actually work.
The joke did little to lift Vistara's heart. If Master Skywalker's assault team met a disastrous end here, her life expectancy would drop by a factor of 10. And she had learned enough about the temple defenses to realize that a determined host of Sith would be able to hold off the Space Marine assault indefinitely. And even if they could not, the High Lords would have plenty of time to escape alive. Vistara needed Skywalker and his team to succeed, and succeed quickly, so they could disrupt the Circle of Lords and make possible a life for her other than pretending to be a Jedi hopeful. She took Ben's arm and started toward the far end of the platform.
We need to have a look around, she said. The Sith understand diversions as well as the Jedi, and they wouldn't make the mistake of leaving this room unguarded.
Master Skywalker's orders were clear,
Gisela called after them.
You're to report at once.
Thank you, Jedi Horn,
Vistara said, speaking over her shoulder.
We understand.